Letter 85, Pehe. Rav Usher writes, Kibalti v'karasi b'simas leiv miyuchedes b'chtavchem. I received and I read your letter with special attention. V'hamzazeya miyom gimel l'parshas kisavai. The letter shook me up. Ani mevin sha'atem oivim nisyonas m'od kashim l'teva shalachem. I understand from your letter that you're going through very difficult nisyonos, which is really challenging who you are. And it doesn't explain through the letter, I don't recall at least, what exactly the challenges are. It's very general. And through this letter, we're going to see a lot of yesodos. It's just a beautiful chazara of many of the yesodos of Emunah Pshuta. So firstly, ha'aval ha'adam eino tzarech lefachi v'lo lehis yaish. Whatever the circumstance, there's nothing which is too big or too small, that a person should never be fearful and never give up. Yesh klal yadua, there's a known rule. Shenoisin la'adam lamo b'nisyonu sedeskabra l'teva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gives us, no matter what the nisayon is, the strength to be able to withstand the test. Kasher hu be'emes roitza lishmoya es ha'sibois. Shesholchim ilav chadashim la'bekarim. Kedei lahatzilu shlo yelam min ha'kdusha. When he wants to truly hear and understand, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me this? And we may not be Nevi'im or Baal Ruach HaKodesh to know exactly what the Midah Keneged Midah is, but we know one thing, and this is maybe even bigger than being a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, as the Tzaddikim say, that having Bitachon, I heard from my Rebbe, being a Baal Bitachon is even a higher Darga than a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. In a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stripped us in these times of those madrigas to bring it to a higher madrigas, which is Bitachon and Emunah. The klal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us Nesionas because He's speaking to us. And what he calls here, Chadashim, what's the news that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to us? And that is, Shelo Yalim Min HaKedusha. Hashem is Baruch Hu saying, don't turn away from Kedusha. It's a call for a person to wake up and to do tshuva, to turn to Hashem, in whichever way possible, to examine in which aspects in his life he needs to be mechazik himself in his Kedusha, and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, so then the challenges and the tzaras, they go away, because we answered the call. We opened the door. He continues, HaTachlis HaAmitis, the ultimate goal and purpose, HaRizah LaHakir Es Misha'amar B'Haya Ha'ilam, is to come to a recognition of Hashem. Ayideh HaShleimus Shalom Yibsari Ech Selaka, through a complete, what he refers to this pasuk all the time, Yibsari Ech Selaka, that a person should know Hashem through experiencing Hashem. Meaning that, just to explain slightly, because he doesn't do it here, but we'll take from other letters to explain. From the flesh means that a person is a neshama and a guf, and the tachlis is that the neshama knows Hashem very well. It's the guf which needs to be taught. But the guf needs to know Hashem from experiencing Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the nisyonos which we go through, they're mezachich the guf, they purify the guf, they turn the guf into neshama by being omi ben yisayim. And of course, we do that, of course, through Torah and Tfilah, Gmilat Chasadim, which we'll see at the end of the piece. But by being mezachich the guf and overcoming our teva through the nisyonos, and even the Yisurim more so, that Hashem sends us, it's mezachich the guf, it purifies the guf into neshama, so that now the neshama will experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the guf, together with the guf. That's called Bibisari Ech Zalika. I see Hashem, I behold Hashem from my flesh, which has become Ruchni. So he explains, Kasher malim al dateinu, when we take a moment to realize, Kesen an yichum lahachzik ma'abu v'yisum hanorim ka'ila, you're going through a lot, and he says, yet you're still standing on your two feet. So how is that possible? It means to say that you know that that's Hashem helping you, right? Mizbaheris lefanir, it becomes clear to us, mitzias harachim himachayos and mechoneshima, every breath which we take, that's Hashem's rachmanas. So, of course, we're going through these nisum, Hashem is saying, wake up. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is holding our hand and giving us the strength to stand up, that sweetens everything, because we realize that every breath, every moment, we exist because of Hashem's compassion. So within the Yisurim, we're supposed to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. Not that he gives me my parnasa or he gives me my health, so on. The etzem breath which we take is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. The whole metzias which we live in, that recognition is that our life, the life force, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very big tachlis of the Yisurim. And as he explains, he puts himself in the Yisurin to teach us this lesson. Whatever Yisurin which we find ourselves in, the Yisurin which we go through is the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis, not because he wants that there should be Yisurin, but the Yisurin are only meant to wake us up. And if we wake up, then the Yisurin go away. But that wake up means that a person has to find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Yisurin, how Hashem is Baruch Hu is communicating with him, and in the deepest way that he can. And he continues now to explain Emunah Pshuta. HaMashmonos HaPshuta Shal Derech Emunah Pshuta. The simplest way to explain Emunah Pshuta would be the constant battle that a person has with himself, meaning his Yitzhahara, Sheyakiras Asma, to recognize who he is, Midoisa, Vitiva, his Teva, and his Midos, Ubizet Tikunafsha, and then as he comes to recognize who he is, to be Masakin himself. That's why the Neshama was sent to this world. To be male his midos, to be male his teva, and to serve Hashem in that way of fixing ourselves through Torah, tefillah, gemilas chasadim, all the mitzvahs which we do, catching ourselves in the moment, transforming ourselves to be ruchni, not just to be a bal midos, but working through amun in a way that we're transforming ourselves into being ruchni, and as we become ruchni, we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This should be a person's greatest goal. Not to make a lot of money, not to be the most successful, whatever realm of life that he chooses, but to fulfill his purpose in creation. That should be the ultimate passion and desire and aspiration of a person. To which he says, meaning, this is the purpose of creation. Whatever value anything else has in the world pales in comparison to this. It makes it completely bottle, because how can anything hold a candle to the purpose of creation? And he says many times, we have no choice but to make that our goal. And the Yisurim come to wake us up, to realign our goal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose of this world. And he continues, Kasher Ha'adam, Moisir Nachshav V'Naisin Shlemus V'Tzano D'Chizkach, when a person gives of his Ratzon completely, and he's Moisir Nefesh to live this way, Harei Chai Rak B'Siva Shalom U'Nepshuta, then he's living through the derech of Emunah Pshuta. Va'af pam lo misyayish, and he's never going to give up. Letzapas Yeshua Hashem keherfam, which could be mamash in a moment, ubetem ekrav ani anef, like we say on fast days, as the pasuk says, that from the moment I opened up my mouth, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to fulfill those requests and to answer our requests, because there was never a havamina really that there should be any yisurin. It's just a way of communicating to us. And if we go with Emunah Pshuta, we understand that lesson, and very quickly things can turn over, so why would there be any yayosh? He's not just telling us, giving us chizik and saying, don't be miayosh. He's explaining to us why there is no yayosh. Because how can a person be caught forever in a sea of tzaris? Because the tzaris are only there not as a punishment. There's no punishment. It's just a wake-up call that we should be toyfes emunah pshuta and walk on the derech hachayim, which is to align our tachlis of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in creating us. And he continues in explaining emunah pshuta and the avoida entailed. Tamid mevakish l'shabid ratzon l'ratzon abayi baruchu. To always be meshabid our ratzon to the ratzon Hashem. Hametayli manu ka'avim benoi, who goes with us like a father to a child. And this is so important, the perspective that we have of Kodesh Baruch Hu. At a young age, we're taught perhaps to see Kodesh Baruch Hu as like a taskmaster, somebody who's on top of us, saying you got to work harder, like a paroi. But it's mamash l'hatech. Kodesh Baruch Hu is loving, kind, compassionate, and he's holding our hand. And the fact that he wants to align, he asks us to align our ratzon with his ratzon, is not coming from a place of like a dictator, like a melech who's forcing us to do something which we don't want to do. How dare he ask us to give up ourselves? This is for the greatest good possible. It's the biggest rachmanis that he could bestow upon us, is to wake us up to this purpose, to align ourselves with his ratzon. And as we align ourselves with our ratzon, and because the ratzon is the deepest aspect of who we are, in Kabbalah and Chassidus, it comes from Keser, which is the highest sphera. That's where Ratzon is. So when we align our Ratzon with his Ratzon, we become the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like he said before, we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we transform ourselves into being Ruchni. As he says many times, he continues, I go with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a child, like an infant on his mother's lap. He comes to that place of ayin, of bittul, before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ritzonoisav nehiyim ke'efes l'gabi ha'rotzon yizdavah b'chayolamim. And there's no other ritzon, they all become futile and null and bittul in face of the ritzon that a yid has and he needs to awaken, which is to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose of creation. So therefore, coming to know ourselves and going deeper knowing ourselves, we find a Kadosh Baruch Hu within ourselves. And that's how he explained earlier, the Derech of Ibn Pshuta, working on ourselves, brings us to that place of Dvekas, which is the real Tachlis. As he continues, Ritzayinai Naseh Ratzon Hashem, then our Ratzon becomes his Ratzon. Ratzon Hashem Naseh Ritzayinai, and his Ratzon becomes our Ratzon. Kemadregas HaTzadikim HaMitiyim. This is what they were all working on, the great Tzadikim of today and of yesteryear. She'ein Arak Mashem Hashpiyah LeMekodesh Baruch HaMed HaPsicha Racha Balibu Shechlima. Is that they stand with their hands outstretched, asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give from his open hand, not in a way because we're deserving, because who is deserving, but to receive Mekadosh Baruch Hu just freely. Because when a person has a real deep recognition of Mekadosh Baruch Hu, of his achdus, what busha, what klima does he have? What embarrassment can he possibly have when there's no other option, when there's only the Bayo Ilam? Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his great compassion, he gave us the ability to learn his Torah. And he gave us tefillah, Torah and tefillah. A person can be very persistent and somewhat stubborn with tefillah. Like the tzaddikim amitim, to give from your treasure where it's free, from the oitzer matnas chino. Not because they were deserving, because who can push a Kadosh Baruch Hu to give them something where they're not deserving of? But a tzaddik amitim is not on that level. He's transcending the level of deserving and not deserving. He's going to a place of rachamim, which is Ein Sof, endless compassion. Give me from the place of endless compassion, from the Matnas Chinam. Uvikshu al Yoshev Dachnechlam. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn me away embarrassed. Hashem Yitzvara Cherolonu is Derech Shinuch Alasek Tamib Gmilis Chasadim Maisim Tovim. He gave us Torah, he gave us Tefillah, he gave us the Derech of Gmilis Chasadim. So maybe the Adam Hashras HaNefesh, Hashras HaShchina, which brings upon a person such levels of Shchina, Hashras HaShchina, Kashar Dover Nasev Ba'anav HaSriach HaMichas HaKam. If a person, if he approaches Midas Chasana from a place of humility, then in doing the Chesed with humility, it brings upon a person Kodesh Baruch Hu's countenance and his Shchina Kodesha. As Yuchalifal Yeshua's the Malam Medecha Teva, and he can see and he can bring to others Yeshua's which are higher than Teva. And therefore, v'afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavar al yisash alim en arachamim. So therefore, where is there a place of yish? I remember going back to me in the letter. He says, I trembled from the tzaris which you're going through, but I see you're falling into a place of despair and hopelessness. Chas v'sholom. Rachamim ein keitz. Rachamim ein so free rachamim. If it was totally on our own merits, then there would be a place for despair. But if it's Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, and he gives freely, and he gives with compassion like a father to his son, and even beyond, it's only a mashal. So then how could there possibly be Yayish? Yeshua Hashem Kerefayim. And he concludes with a bracha, as always, Ani me'achal nechem, Shem Yizrach yiten nechem, Das lis'avagim atzach nispal l'alav. I beg that Hashem should give you das. He should give you the wherewithal, the understanding, never to give up on yourself, but to do the work in davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu and working through your tev and your midos. V'yimalan Hashem kol mishal, slipchem le'teva. Amen. Can you hear outside?